It's Royce Unchained, presented by Josh Arnold, investment consultant, Mr. Money Talk. And we were just talking off microphone, the dedication of the Toronto Raptors to losing games right now. 15 straight losses for them. Timberwolves with a 133-85 win. You know when Luka Garza comes in with 9 minutes to go that you're in a good spot. By the way, yeah. 16 points for Luka Garza.
Garzabage, baby.
Garzabage time, yeah.
I keep telling you that. Luka's okay. Luka should get some minutes here.
He can play.
He can score. He can score. He's 7 foot tall, damn near, isn't he? I don't know. I don't know why we don't give Luka a little more love, baby. Why was Rudy playing in the fourth? Why doesn't Rudy sit down in the middle of the third quarter?
You know, why so this is a fun little topic because Finch is very paranoid, and if you're him and you've got this PTSD from all these 20-point blown leads in the past,
yes.
They went into the fourth quarter. And Rudy Gobert was out there still. He just wanted to make sure that the Raptors didn't go on like a 9-0 run in the first 2 minutes, I think.
I don't think if the Raptors went on a 9-0 run, the coach would have called timeout and said, stop!
Their coach would have
tried to do this. I'm going to get fired if you come back and win this game. So, my friend from Lakefield, Minnesota, Teresa Resch, who had a good job in their front office, and I've written a couple of columns on her because she elevated up to like number three in the basketball department there, and big community person. She just quit a month ago or so, or I don't know. And I texted her and asked her if she was getting out of sports into some other business, and she said no, she's staying in sports, but. I don't know if she was the fall guy or if she wanted out. I don't know what it was, but obviously the love affair in Toronto for this team has got to be a little softer than it was. When did they win it? 3 years ago? 4 years ago?
It was before the pandemic,
yeah, like
right?
2018
it was
or 19 or something.
19. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was crazy then, and they were trying to repeat and had Nick Nurse, and they let Nick Nurse go, and boy, that was. That was awful to watch, but we're back to number now. How come we have the tiebreaker with Denver?
Season series, right? Or is it
They must have one more left then, huh?
They do have one more left. So I believe, so the tiebreakers go head to head, and the Wolves have beat Denver two out of three, almost beat them. Speaking of Garza, they almost beat him in the game where Garza was their only big man.
Yes, that's right.
And then if they wind up tied, and this applies to Oklahoma City, too, because they're all in the same division. It goes head-to-head record. Then it's, did you win your division? Well, they're all in the same division.
Yeah.
So then it goes division record. And so we might be talking, like, fourth or fifth tiebreaker to figure out the Western Conference here, Pat.
Your record in that five-team division then could be the and who God knows who's winning that one.
Well, the Wolves had the edge because they were 12-3. I think they're still 12-3 in division, and then Oklahoma City's 12-4 in
that's
division.
That's what I was thinking of. The game Oklahoma City got hammered last night.
Yeah.
They white flagged it. They sat Shea Gilgeous Alexander. Yeah. Boston. They literally white flagged that game Boston, against Boston.
That's right. Yeah, Boston beat them by 30.
And hey, real quick, Denver has an 8-6 division record. So you've got the tiebreaker on Denver here, up and down.
Well, it gets now you got to go on the road and got a couple of tough games. So we'll see. We'll see. Beat those Lakers though. I don't. Let's show Anthony Davis and the boys that we're not afraid of him. Okay, I'm no longer afraid of LeBron, but I am afraid of when there are nights when Anthony Davis, when you're playing the Lakers, and Anthony Davis is the best player on the floor for both teams. You know that can happen.
So you've got
last time he had 45 and all the rebounds, every rebound.
Yeah.
So six games left for the Wolves at Phoenix on Friday, at the Lakers on Sunday, come home and play Washington, at Denver, host Atlanta, and then you host the Suns to end the regular season.
So two tanking teams. Well, yeah. Atlanta's not tanking. Atlanta can't escape the 10 seed right now. So
they're just kind of strapped in. They just swept Atlanta last week, swept the Celtics though. They buried him one game and came back and beat him the next. And I think both games were in Atlanta, but one of those, you know, you go someplace and play twice in 3 days. Yeah. But they beat him. They beat him bloody. What? No, that was Boston blew a 30-point lead against Atlanta last week, and then Atlanta beat him again the next game.
Yeah, Boston will do that, by the way. I know Boston already clinched the ones. They're up 13 games on the Bucks for the one seed. They clinched it, but they will blow a 20-point lead in the fourth quarter if you don't watch out.
I was reading something the other day that something out of Boston, how their big problem here is still the coach. You know, even though they're going to win 64 games or something like that, they're still doubtful about the coach out there. But anyway, the Wolfies, they basically what we talked about yesterday is exactly what happened. They killed him, and Edwards was able to take a little time off. He only played 30. Even when he takes time off, he plays 30 minutes.
But he does.
Hey, he Conley found, didn't play, too. So that was actually Conley nice. They sat Conley, which they should do.
Yes. Hey, but all of a sudden, the fact that McLaughlin has come back from the dead, and then they got Morris. You know, they don't have to beat up Conley as bad as they were. You know, he should be ready. You know, he hasn't played over 30 too often lately, has he? Mostly 30, 31, something like that. So he can handle that. And, you know, he about 2 weeks ago, maybe a little more, I was saying, hey, looks like he's tired. And then he came out and made more threes than he made all season. So here's good news, too. I heard someone on NBA radio after D'Lo got, 46, something like that, 42, 44, 46, a couple weeks ago or 10 days ago. D'Lo, here comes D'Lo. I heard someone just savaging him. He turns around and gets 4 points. He's just the dog of all time. So
yeah, it's
nice
true.
To know he's reverted to form. So
he hit, I think it was like a week ago or over the weekend, he hit his 10,000th career NBA point, and he tweets, this is 4 days ago. He goes on Twitter, and he's like chirping at all the doubters, right? So he's got 10,000 career. He goes, ever scored 10,000 points in the NBA with a with a quiet emoji to everybody.
Oh, really? Wow. And then I think he might have gotten there with 4 points or something like that because somebody was just killing him. And it wasn't Stephen A. just for giggles. It was somebody that was actually legitimate. I can't remember. I heard it on NBA radio, but they were savaging him. So
it is hilarious. I brought up his game log. So it was 2 weeks ago against Milwaukee. He drops 44, and then he comes back. And then he comes back 2 nights later against the Timberwolves and scores 13 points on 12 shots. And then the next game at Sacramento, 2 for 9, 6 points.
That must have been the one. Unbelievable. Yeah, it's you know what? It's a crazy league. As Sid used to say, the NFL was a crazy league. This is a crazy league because there's a lot of crazy players. There's a lot of crazy people in it. So, this is, go out on the road and get your – They got some two Suns games left, a Denver game, and the Lakers. That's the last six. It's going to be hard to go better than 4-2, isn't it? Can 4-2 get you to the finish line? Probably. You know,
if you go
4-2, you should get the number one seed if you got the tiebreakers, right?
They might not wind up having it against OKC because OKC depends on if you lose like division games and you could lose the tiebreaker at OKC. But I would take 4-2. I would take 4-2, get to 57 wins, post a number and see what happens.
Number one seed here was 58, right? That's the club record.
And they had to win like 9 or 10 in a row.
I heard Jim Pete the other night, they won their last nine. So, apparently the chaos of the ownership, situation did not throw them off their game last night, though, as we were all worried about, So
I heard, by the way, Pat, that just through kind of a back channel that the NBA came in over the weekend and said, guys, zip it. No more of this moving forward.
Last time we talked, didn't I say that was my suspicion, Judd, when we did
yes.
did the Tuesday did
yes.
the Monday show that the NBA because all of us when the fellas made the rounds, that was I don't think they would have gotten upset if they just did an interview and said this is our state, but then as they went around the rounds, they kind of amped up the
rhetoric,
the ripping of Glenn, and that. I figured, because was A-Rod there last night for that thriller? Probably. I don't think so.
Judd, you didn't see him there. Judd was at the game a couple nights. I was there against the Rockets. He was not there for either of those games.
Bulls game, no one was there from the new group.
Yeah, well, I suppose he figures the best way not to get in trouble with the NBA by shooting off his mouth about it is not to be there. Right?
I think he's going to show up. I think he has told some people that he's not done going to games. I'm pretty sure they're paying for those courtside seats. Like those are his seats. So
maybe they do pay for him, but I think maybe I don't know. Do they pay for him? I don't think they pay for him. They probably ownership ones. I don't. But what the hell? What are they now? What are they? Used to be six. Are they more expensive now?
What's six grand?
What do you pay for courts? No, $600 a game.
Oh god, they got to be 1,000 plus now.
Really? Think so?
I think so. I think those seats are, and they've kind of ramped up the value with the Lexus Club and stuff to.
Yeah.
To Goose. Let's go on StubHub and see what the secondary market is. His tickets might be on StubHub right now. Check it out.
See if my guy Jimmy shows up. Get that playoff run going. Jimmy, the crazy guy.
We saw him last year, Pat.
Yeah, right.
You went down and took a picture. You had no clue who you were, but
he can't remember.
Jimmy, it's great to see you. Huh?
Doesn't remember me. I did. I made him famous here, and he doesn't remember me. But you got to like a guy who's got the house from the Big Lebowski. That's the house where it was Ben Gazzara, right? Wasn't it Ben Gazzara that owned that was the criminal up there in the house in the Big Lebowski when they drugged him on his white Russians? So that's Jimmy's house,
here, man.
That's Jimmy's house.
How did Jimmy make his fortune?
I think it was real estate, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, what an eccentric old man he is.
He is crazier than Odell. He gets very upset. I suggested that he was recycling his clothes, and he goes to, he told me he goes to Vienna. He goes to Vienna and Paris every year for the fashion show to get these leather things.
You told a rich person he was recycling his clothes?
I said, yeah, is that your favorite outfit or something like that? He said, no, this is, these are all new or something for each year. So, yeah, it's a favorite outfit. So, anyway, the WNIT, right?
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
The Gopher women's team's playing St. Louis on Saturday for the WNIT.
Let's go.
Now, we have the 68-team NCAA tournament. And then we have the new NCAA-sponsored WBIT. That's the one Illinois won last night in the finals were at Hinkle Fieldhouse. And the NCAA now owns the NIT men's, but the one that our Gophers are courageously fighting for the title here is the WNIT, and it's owned by Triple Crown Sports in Fort Collins, which they used to be the second tournament, but then the NCAA, because of gender equity, started this WBIT. So how you determine, there's 48 teams, and how you determine the home site is a bidding process. It's not seeding. So the Gophers, I think the last two games, they were in Troy. And they had one home game, but this was like the second round. So low bids there. But the last two rounds, I believe they must have gotten outbid because they were.
Well, we can't even keep our players, let alone outbid for a home postseason game.
But apparently the bids between St. Louis isn't exactly a wealthy athletic program. So the bids must not be satisfactory at this point, because the game is Saturday and we still don't know where.
We don't know where that game's being played.
Well, it hasn't been posted yet. It's still on the Gophers, on the Gopher website. It's still PD, you know.
But it could be here. It could be here.
If we outbid St. Louis. But you also, if you've been reading about the Gophers, they had to take a bus ride to Denver and then fly to Troy to save money, because you pay your own expenses too. So this is a, but hey, if we win it, they'll get a banner, and Clem still won't have a banner, man. We'll put up the WNIT banner, but we won't should have one for.
Let's celebrate everything here. Celebrate anything we can. I feel like with the Gophers.
That is true with the Gophers, and this is not exact. People have this impression that you listen back when the Gophers were going to the NIT all the time. It was the same way. It was, I mean, they did seed after once the NCAA took it over, but you also bid to be the home team too. So,
man, anyway, so well, let's go, Lady Gophers. Let's make it happen here.
Okay, opener. We should home opener. We should just even the home opener. Who's going to the ball game today? Who's going to be there?
These guys are going to be there. We've got Declan, beat podcaster Declan. We have a new, by the way, Pat, you're a big YouTube guy now. We have a new, it's our third YouTube channel, the Score North Twin Show YouTube channel that we launched.
Oh, really?
We got two Tuesdays with Trevor Plouffe on the Score North Twin Show.
Wow.
So we've got baseball pillars all over the place here at Score North.
You got the John Boy superstar coming on Score North. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And is the first one's posted or how many? Got
the first two, right, Dex?
First two are posted. Okay.
Yep. First two are up there. He's been great.
It is amazing. I've talked about it before. Nobody changed their act more than him, man. Because remember how, Phil, you were around the team when he first came up.
Well, Pat, on the first episode, he like apologized to me. He felt the need to say, Phil, you probably, when you covered me, I was probably kind of a dick. I'm like, I don't know. We always got along. I don't know.
The thing about it was he was one of those guys that was incredibly defensive about everything. He was interpreting. He was taking every question asked and trying to figure out what the negative was in that question. You know, he could say, hey, you went 2 for 4 today. And, you didn't strike out that last at bat, but that was okay. And then he was defensive as hell. It was always, it was interesting. Of course, that was kind of that young team that was not doing well. And they were, they were mad at the world.
And you were hated. Luke Hughes hated you.
Luke Hughes did. Yeah.
Tried to get you kicked out of the clubhouse.
Luke Hughes pulled me aside one time in Fort Myers and said, "What's the deal with your co-host, mate?" And I'm like, "What do you mean? That Roosie guy? He shouldn't be in the clubhouse if he's just going to rip everyone." I'm like, I said, Luke, you hit 220 last year, and I'm not trying to rip you. I said, if you go hit 280 with 25 home runs, Roosie is going to write good things about you.
Well, it wasn't as bad as the collection. The post Kirby Herbie crew, those guys, Stolbiak and
McCarty,
Todd Walker, Todd Walker, Stolbiak, Marty when he went fell
Rich
off.
Rich Becker,
No, Rich Becker was okay. Rich Becker never said much, but four or
Rich
five,
Becker
of,
slander
I was, one of them was yelling at me in the clubhouse, and then pretty soon they were surrounded by four or five of them all telling me that. Not only was I overweight, but I was a big jackass. And, they were all yelling at me, and I kept saying, what are you, and I said, I look at the standings I look at the standings. That's what I do. I look at, and then I say, why are you so negative? I said, I look at the standings. Okay.
Yeah, right.
That was when we were going to say, can they lose 100, or not? I mean, they weren't, of course, what were their really bad years?
Never got to 100 in the 90s.
No,
it was
no,
like, they 96, went 96.
97, 98, they were really, really bad. I mean, Hunter, I never had any Hunter. Hunter was fine and those guys, but that first failed crew. And by the way, I might have been critical to him, but the manager hated him way worse than I did.
Yeah.
Manager Kelly really disliked him.
The team that came back from the strike, if you recall, was god awful.
Yeah. Well, I've told this story before. I was on a road trip with them, and I'm in Baltimore, and they're out there. It's a hot, steamy day, and they're taking early BP, and they've lost 12 out of 14 or something. And there's early BP, and Stachowiak hasn't had a hit in 3 weeks. And he's in there laying on a couch watching the Adam Sandler golf movie for like the 28th time. And
Happy Gilmore.
I said, this ain't going to last too long. He and TK's going to see this. This is not going to be good. They're early BP, but Scott doesn't feel he needs it. He'd rather watch Happy Gilmore. I knew that was.
Who can blame him?
It is a great movie. And by the way, apparently they're working on a sequel to Happy Gilmore.
This is a mistake.
Is he joining the senior tour now or what?
There's going to be like Will Zalatoris is in it. There's going to have PGA guys and current golf guys in the movie, apparently, too.
Hey, bringing up golf, man. NIL is, I mean, not NIL, LIV. I get my initials.
They're all killing sports, Pat. Yeah,
Live. Look at the guys that are winning these tournaments and the weekly events and the PGA Tour when it's not one of those compulsory tournaments. Wow. And I hear the Golf Channel and they're trying to build up these guys. Listen, ratings are awful. Nobody knows who these players are, you know?
And they're trying to build it as these are great opportunities to make new stars on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, and it's not good. And, hey, Justin Thomas figured out the problem. He fired his caddy yesterday. So
was it Bones?
Bones. Yeah, he fired Bones.
Fired his caddy yesterday.
Wow.
So. He must be desperate. So
that's a great fall guy, though. That's a great caddy, hitting coach, caddy. Offensive coordinator or defensive court. Like these are the greatest jobs to fire people.
But nobody ever right as visible standing next to him is that's the greatest fall guy ever. Right there, the caddy. Boom. You know, the Tiger had a fall guy as his caddy, even when he didn't need a fall guy. Fire him. Just
got an update. The Gophers will play at St. Louis. We got outbid.
We got outbid by the Pelicans.
The Pelicans outbid us.
Our girls. But that's okay, ladies. The bus leaves at 10 a.m. Friday. And we promise to make a stop. Can we stop at Chick-fil-A? No, too expensive. We're stopping at you used to say stop at McDonald's. You do that now, you better bring out a $20 bill instead of an $8.
Costco pizza, Pat. Costco pizza. We're going to stop in a Costco parking lot. I got a membership. I'll
best
go
deal in. Town.
One of those. The coach, Don's probably got a Costco
membership. Yeah, bring everybody in.
Come on in, girls. Come in. We'll eat two of these big pizzas.
You know, we had a Costco membership last year. We tried three different times to go to the one in St. Louis Park. Could not find a parking spot. Left. Yeah. Never used the membership.
I went the other morning, and only nearly gotten three accidents. You know,
you know what? You guys are doing it all wrong. The SLP Costco. The key is you got to go through that back Home Depot lot because it's connected. People don't know this. I'm giving you all a hint.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but then you got to walk blocks to get there if you park over there.
Can't solve all the world's problems.
One day on a Saturday, I parked in that lot of the place where the cave fan is on a Saturday, you know, with cave that big
yeah,
office
like
building.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
was before the COVID, but there were like no cars, right? The big long lot in there, but they did have a sign, office parking only. Yeah. I come out, I was about to get towed. I was the only car in there on a Saturday, but I, you know, because the Costco lot was the Maple Grove lot isn't as bad, Judd, if you want to drive up there.
Eden Prairie's okay too.
Eden Prairie, but the St. Louis Park lot is car-to-car combat, man.
Yeah, you got to win the battle, Pat.
The other thing is, everybody, I don't do it, but everyone else my age waits. if they see somebody reach a car with their stuff to load it in the back,
yeah. Sit there for 10 minutes while they put the family in.
Gum up the whole traffic lane.
Yes. It's we are a selfish society. You know that, especially when it comes to parking. We are a selfish society.
So. Yes, ma'am. Well, Pat, enjoy opening day today. All right.
See you, Pat. I'll see you there.
All right. Goodbye.
There he is. Royce Unchained, presented by Josh Arnold here. Happy Twins opener day on Score North.